strange.
No,
it was beautiful. There was a great, great thing they put on.
Oh, you went to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, yeah. You went to the first, I presented the,
I just went down the first day.
Presented the flag to,
Mr. Disney.
Roy Disney.
Yeah.
And they covered all that on top of it.
Hello. Things and phase two things, and I gotta get those out of the way because I didn't realize. Thursday.
So I'm gonna spend most of the day with him.
Sure.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
well, the main thing is just keep it. I think in our, I'm saying because of the French, I keep our COVID caution cool on it too. Because I don't want the Russians to think they got us to the tail on this thing. They gotta give us something to get that, believe me.
Good.
Well, it's a murder. Well, even that silly Frank must realize that.
Okay, well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
He has a point there that, Wait a minute, maybe we won't. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I'll check it. You signed on the NATO appointment.
Yeah.
Now, that's fine, I think.
But I don't think we'll announce it today.
Oh, okay. Well, rather than announcing it, which is what Ron said, they'll have to run the briefing anyway. What I mean is that President wants to have breakfast with Secretary Dr. Kissinger tomorrow morning to get a report from Dr. Kissinger on the ship. Won't make any big thing, but that'll sort of set it. Then you can spend as much time as you want with Henry tonight without.
Yeah.
Apparently, you've probably gotten reports that it came out, logistically came out damn well, except, which I don't think is bad. You said you wanted a short trip. Apparently, we're going to have to go for the 7 day.
Let me start. Staff, I want to prove it man by man. And every present individual, I I will approve every one. I just want to be sure that's done, because I don't want people to get their hopes up before I get it. I've got some strong ideas about what I want to go. Now, for example, with regard to Pat, I've already prepared the way I went. See, I got a message from Camp David about it. I said, now, there's a chance you may go. And I said, if you do go, I said, we have to have very small staff. We will not be able to take any of your staff. So we fudged Connie, who is terribly abrasive, and she gets in my hair.
Yeah.
So Connie doesn't go, none of those stupid women. But that means that we have to have, and I said we've got to have a man.
Prescott.
I'm not sure it's Prescott, because I don't know whether it's either. I mean, Christ, that Houlihan isn't smart enough to go.
He is. He left the staff. Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether he's got somebody, but my point is, we got to have a man. I'm not speaking so much of a president, because I am perhaps an advanced man type, who can do her stuff.
Okay.
Now, that's the smartest son of a bitch you can find. But you see what I mean is, that would be infinitely better than that. The second thing is, with regard to Rose, I want her lectured, and I mean cold turkey, that she's going, I mean, to fill in for everybody. In other words, she's got to work for everybody on this trip. And it isn't going to be one of those howdy duties, you know, of going to this event and that and the other. The cautious person can work something in that is that way, because they, Henry says they do invite all the people and all the rest. Well, that's fine, but I just don't want to, I'm not going to load the staff on them. I want to go very thin on this one. I really do. I want to see how thin we can really go.
We can go damn thin. We got it, I think.
All right. Well, you got to do is cooperate on it, for example, which is great. But you know, I just don't want to have people standing around in my way. I know, for example, that Munson can do the work all the days that I've had around there for practically about every damn one. Munson with one helper, you know, can do. He can do shoes and everything else.
I think we've got it. We'll go
up on Henry's desktop too. I don't know about too. I'm not going to let him go a while. A whole lot of food carriers.
He's done pretty well too.
Okay.
Well, now, we've got it. So we understood here that there's nobody approved to go.
Yeah.
There's nothing set this morning.
Now, the other point I was going to say is that I think you got to see about Rogers. Now, he's... I think undoubtedly we're going to have a secretary with him. Maybe he's going to
have a secretary on that.
Yeah. His wife is not going to go over
the right.
I'm not going to have two women on my hands. You know?
Yeah.
Another thing, just what I'm thinking of, is that when we arrive, we've got two of the arrangements where Pat can write if there is a Mrs. Joe and I with the woman and not with us, with me. You know, you can't have that business where she rides with me. You know what I mean? And then, I got to ride with the head of government, you understand?
Yeah.
And you know, as we've already told you, there's not going to be a Secret Service backup car on this thing. So I want to make sure we don't have that new car. I think I've got that pretty good. Her presence will, of course, complicate it. Freedom of action presence, but I'm going to have a damn good talk with her. And I want her separately scheduled. That's the point. I want her separately scheduled to do so much. The other thing is, there is nothing to be gained by having women's press to go along the cover. Let the men go along the cover. The women's press will not write about her as well as the men will. Agree or not?
Absolutely agree.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, you take along Francis Lewin and the hell with it. And just do it. Now, on the press people, though, and you know, I'm not going along with the hog wild scallywag of taking three full television crews, which leaves, that goes too far on the television side. Just take them out, make them cool. Everybody, is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, and you've got to, I want you to sit down and go over a hard thing with that. But then I will approve the individuals, every one. I'm going to approve one of them. I mean, I've given some thought to it. And it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. except that it does, because it's functioning from a historical sense. I think we will take Teddy White. Mainly because, I think particularly, but I think what you want to try to broker with him is to have him represent timeline. See? But the reason I'm thinking of Teddy White is that he can be an influence within the Dotman organization when he returns. And an influence with the other person. An influence on the road over there, too. An influence over there. He knows John. And, for whatever it's worth, he's an influence in terms of what the Holy Rites and his book is about. And he sees the whole thing in a different perspective than the others, because I'm looking at it in the presidential perspective instead of the big news perspective. And he's, plus the fact that he'll be so goddamn grateful to go
but he's got to be, I don't want Ziegler to tell him. I want him to be told at a much higher level.
Let me really put the screws on him. I don't think we ought to scale the trap either. Because depending on this one, he ought to be
the president
almost brought into camp.
That President Stahl has made this decision, say we're bringing a lot of China. You're the only one going. President wants you to go because you know a lot about this subject and all that sort of thing. I thought he's going to go there as a house person. I think too that you've got to. I think you should tell. Well, incidentally, I didn't realize that Canada's off to Russia or something.
I didn't realize that either, but he is.
That's fine.
They went to that conference.
That's fine. But I think you should tell Canada that he is to go.
Okay. You do not think, and I sure don't want to tell anybody that is.
Well, I think he's the best.
I think he's the right one to go.
For purposes of keeping the right energy, so that he'll be more enthusiastic, he'll be a direct anyway, but he's got to work the right.
I think he's a hell of an anchor to the right point, especially after this vote, and I think everything like that we can do for a signal is what we're doing.
Well, look, Price went on the other cruise. I mean, I realize everybody.
There's no problem in making the case. Sapphire, of course, is making a huge case because he thinks he can write a history better than anybody, but that.
Sapphire?
Yeah.
Well, he can't write history well.
But that, whether he can or not, doesn't make any difference. I mean, he can write it from notes that other people provide, and Sapphire isn't the right guy to go.
Oh, it might be.
Okay. Perhaps better on, or just as good on the speech stuff.
And he's better moving around with the press.
Better moving around with the press and Sapphire.
He's more believable.
And he pushes a harder...
And also, we leave out rules. I said, I personally think now we should take Sapphire and Price both correct the Russian longer. Because they'll need a bigger thing there. You're not going to have a little problem, son. I just call him and say, look, we've got two trips. You're going on this. Buchanan's going on this. That's already because of them.
Well, they can't. See, I think in one area, we've tried to balance this among people that Ray and Bill have both made major trips in the past.
That's right.
That's the guy who's been around the longest and still hasn't been on a trip.
That's right. And also, you can say this doesn't look right. We've done this. He's going to go with this.
And they make their pitch. I don't bother you with them because they're entitled to. Each guy wants to go, and he's got to have a chance to say, I want to go. And, you know, they all figure if I don't ask, why I won't even be thought about, so I better at least ask.
But not Sapphire. Sapphire's had clients.
Yeah. And you just got to, you can't do everything for everybody.
You got to phase two, and you got to phase European trip.
Well, you've got to look at this one not on the basis of what you owe, but what does you the most good. And I honestly think kind of do more good in that you can get some double mileage out of it.
So he's more considered to be a president than the other two are.
Well, we can get it all sorted out in the next few days and then tell some of these people so we cut the agony so people know who's going and the people who aren't going know they aren't and don't worry about it.
And know about the rain. If it's in that case, you've got to...
In fact, I get that done damn fast. See, up until Henry's trip, we had a great basis for songs. We could say we don't have any idea who's going or anything else. Now we we should get it pretty much like that.
And Henry's view of what the Chinese wanted turned out to be wrong. He's not always right, but on the other hand, if we hadn't talked to Henry, his view, he would have proved it right.
Of course he would. If we hadn't done under the pressure, he was under very stiff pressure, and in fact, he knew, I think writing that memo, as you suggested, was a good idea, because that shook his office up and him a little, quite a little. Because I wrote the memo for the file, and I sent a copy to Kissinger and a copy to Chapin. And so he knew that Dwight knew what it was we were looking for, and that he couldn't
just try
and lock it up or read his way. That was damn clever of the Chinese, I think, on the ground station wrong. The way they've come back on it is, it puts them in a good position. They pay for it. At least it, you know. Work that out. That may also be a problem. I don't think so.
What do you
say?
You mean the networks want a lot of reason?
Not the networks. It's, who is it, Western Union or IT&T or somebody like that, or RCA, somebody has to build it up. I think they'll do it now. It's a big enough deal for them. I can't imagine. I would think they'd jump at it.
Okay.